Okay, Jeff. I believe, I began. I believe in the Eucharist, all of it. But wouldn't it be selfish of me to stop doing everything I'm doing so that I can receive the Eucharist? And without batting an eye, he answered me. I would think that if the Lord invited you into a deep place of intimacy, you wouldn't want to tell him you had better things to do. Bam. That was it. I was stricken. No, Angie persisted. This. Me. Why is everyone bending over backward to save my life? Don't you understand? No one needs me. My children are raised. I don't know how I'm going to pay for these medical bills. I basically just take up space. And lots. And I mean lots of people really don't like me.
Because every marriage is a set of circumstances in which we seek the totally other, stepping outside ourselves, inconveniencing ourselves, demanded by that set of keys your husband leaves in a spot that drives you nuts, or your wife's smug Miss Perfect routine, not to mention the trash in the kitchen on its way to becoming an art installation because none of the kids can manage to find in their packed schedules chatting with friends, straightening their hair, playing PlayStation, glancing at Thucydides and X Factor, a 3-minute window to throw it out. As a weight loss physician and mother of four, I've cared for thousands of women over the past 15 years. The one thing I hear more than anything else from so many of my patients is some version of this lament. And I get it. I've lived this challenge myself. When I had my first child, I was living in New York City, and we walked everywhere. I walked to the hospital the day I gave birth. Allison moved her head from Lucille's reach. Starting day one, with my foster mother, then a church, they all said I was born evil, and I lived up to it. Doomed without a clear crime. And I never get it right. Bad grades, bad choices, one really bad man. A perfect trajectory.